You are listening to a sermon podcast from Kingdom City. We pray that over the next few moments, you will be blessed, equipped, and empowered to bring the reality of God to your world.
To everybody in KL and in the room, so good to have you here. Could we remain standing and let's just honor our King right now? Father God, we thank you so much. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And Lord, I pray, Father, over the next few moments, we will hear something that will give us hope. We will leave full of hope, that lives will fall to the ground. We come against distraction, confusion, frustration, Lord, and we just pray that your word will go into good soil. Lord, I pray for those that don't know you, wherever they're listening, Lord, I pray that by the end of this, they'll have an encounter with you that will change their life forever. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. You can take your seat. Well, I thought before I speak and bake for you while I preach, I just want to share some Mother's Day jokes because it's probably the only day in the year I do this. And I think Malaysians would appreciate some of these jokes. Why is a computer so smart? Because it listens to its motherboard. Moms don't wish they could sleep like a baby. They wish they could sleep like a dad. Silence is golden unless you have kids, then silence is suspicious. A daughter said to her mother, Mom, what's it like to have the greatest daughter in the world? The mother replied, I don't know. Ask your grandma. Nothing is lost until mom can find it. Amen. Amen. All the mothers like, yep. I lost my sock. Why was the house so neat on Mother's Day? Because mom spent all day Saturday cleaning it. What do you call a petite mother? A minimum. And lastly, ever heard of a job that requires no experience, gives no training, pays nothing, and you can't quit? And people's lives are on the line, it's called motherhood. Come on, just clap one more time for the mothers in the house. Well, today I thought that I would speak to you on a word of encouragement and hope and remind you that you are created by God. But because it's Mother's Day, I thought it'd be fun to bake at the same time so that you will never ever look at a chocolate chip muffin the same again. So today we're doing chocolate chip muffins, and you can get the recipe on Instagram. But as I bake, I'm going to talk to you about the amazing things about how we are created by God. See, Genesis 1 talks about how we are created in His image, created in the image of God. The world today is trying so hard to erase the Creator in our life. They're telling us that we've evolved, that we've come from animals or different organisms and things like that, because they don't want us to have an identity in a Creator. But Genesis 1 tells us our identity, our image is in our Creator. We are created in God, in Father God. Colossians 1:16 says, for in Him was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, realm of government, principality and authority. It all exists through Him and for His purpose. You were created by God Himself to bear His image. And if we really understand it, there's a few truths that we need to live by to really believe that we are created in the image of God. First is we are created to be an original. We are created to be an original. Today, when I make these muffins, every ingredient that I'm putting in is different from the other. You know, the flour is different from the sugar, and the sugar is different from the baking powder. They all have different aspects about them, different textures, different feels, different tastes. They're all different. They're all original. So you are. Look at the person next to you. Their nose doesn't look like yours. Their face doesn't look like yours. Their skin may not look like yours. Their height is not the same. We're all a little bit different. We have a different DNA. We have different giftings. We have different passions in our life. No one before you were born was like you, and no one after will be like you. There's no copy of you around the world. You are an original. So all these ingredients here have been tried and tested with the exact measurements to know how much to weigh in to create something that we can all enjoy. If the baking powder and baking soda don't get added in, then it doesn't rise. Muffins don't rise. The flour doesn't get it added in. The foundation of muffins don't happen. Imagine that. Muffins with no foundation. That's what flour does. And speaking of flour, we're going to put 3 cups of flour into a mixing bowl like this. There we go. So baking powder and baking soda, they add a rising effect to the muffins. Then we have salt, cinnamon, and nutmeg as well. And all these measurements, I'm assuming, are coming up on the side screen. Is that right? If not, I'll let you know. We need 1/2 teaspoon of, oh yeah, there we go. You can see how much I'm putting in. So nutmeg and salt and cinnamon all have a flavoring aspect to them that makes the muffins have flavor to it. And if we had too much flour, it'd be dry. If we had no salt, it would be tasteless. If we had no baking powder, it would be lopsided and it wouldn't rise. They're all different. And they're all original. Psalm 139, as you put them in, you just mix it like this. Verse 13 says, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." If you're sitting next to your mother, say thank you. I was knitted in your womb. "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." God has made us an original. We are all different, and we need to be different so that we come together, we can make something beautiful. So we should not compare. Yes. Galatians 5:26 says, "So may we never be arrogant or look down on another, for each of us is an original. We must forsake all jealousy that diminishes the value of others." Comparison is a curse. And comparison motivated by jealousy can kill joy, friendship, destinies, and relationships. We're gonna put the sugar in here. We've got brown and white for your healthy people. And you can get all forms of healthy sugar now these days. And we're gonna mix that in as well. There's a story in Genesis 4 of two brothers. One brother compared himself to the other brother, and it had terrible impact on the family. See, Cain and Abel, they both presented a gift to God, and God was pleased with Abel's, but not with Cain's. And Cain started to get jealous of Abel and started to compare. Why is his gift better than mine? Why is God pleased with him and not me? Instead of looking at, okay, God wasn't pleased with my gift. Okay, I need to go and please God. Instead of doing it that way, he looked at Abel. Why did you get favor? Why did you get it right? And the Lord warned him and said, "Cain, sin is crouching at the door." But Cain did not listen, and he let sin come in. His mind started to get consumed with how much he didn't like Abel, how much he was annoyed with Abel, how much he compared himself to Abel. And it led him to kill his brother. That's what comparisons do. They kill marriages. They kill family, they kill destinies, they kill relationships, they kill churches. It's so important that we understand that we are original, that we are different, that as the body of Christ coming together, all different types of people all coming together, we need to realize this is part of God's plan. Just like my plan for all this food, they're all different, but they're coming together. They're all original, they're not a copy of each other, or else there would be no flavor in the muffin. You were created to be an original. So don't let the quirks of the other person, the differences in the other person, annoy you and get irritating to you. Don't compare. Just bless them. They're original. They're made in the image of God. So am I. And your anger won't be so strong. It's important that we understand that we are an original. We were also created to have purpose. Not only are we originals, but we have a specific purpose. Every one of these types of food have a purpose. The eggs that we have here, eggs are designed to unite the muffins together. The plain yogurt is designed to moisturize the muffins. The sugar is designed to sweeten the muffins. Now, imagine if they started having an argument with me and the eggs decided, we don't want to be involved. We don't feel led to be part of the muffins. So we're just gonna, you know, do our own thing. Well, eggs by themselves doing their own thing don't get to be part of something that creates enjoyment. It's important that we yield and we come together for our purposes. Amen? If the yogurt decided to go on strike, then it wouldn't be moist. It would be dry. And we laugh at this, right? That's so funny. That's what we do with God. I can't be involved in a connect group. My giftings and leadership, I cannot. You know, I just don't want to be involved in that, or I don't want to be involved in church, or I don't want to be involved in discipleship. I just don't want to be involved in that. Well, you have a purpose to bring to that connect group, or you have a purpose to bring to discipleship. You have a purpose to bring to church. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Just like these, the eggs and the yogurt, my ways are higher than theirs. They don't know the end. I do. I know what's going to happen as I put them together, but they don't. So they need to trust God to be able to know that with the purpose that we have in life, by all working together, we can do amazing things. Verse 11 says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." God has a purpose for each of you. So I'm going to put these eggs in here. I'm going to put the yogurt in here as well to mix it up. God has a purpose for all of us. Ephesians 1:11. I've just put the butter. This was the butter. And we're going to put some oil in here, the anointing oil. Can't get too much anointing oil. And all the prayer team go, yes. Vanilla, we love vanilla. And then we put in the milk as well. And we whisk this all up. And as we do, I'm just going to read Ephesians 1:11. "Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purposes and plan in his heart." He has a destiny and a purpose for each one of us. And today, if you feel lost, we pray that today you will get back on track in the purposes that God has for you. You're going to keep mixing this up till it becomes a really nice batter. Esther is an amazing story in the Bible. There's a book of Esther. If you're not familiar with it, you can read it later. Esther was a girl who started out life with a tragedy. Her parents died, and she was raised by her uncle, her cousin Mordecai. And if you looked at Esther's life, you'd think, oh, nothing much would happen by her. She probably had trauma, you know, orphan issues. She was an orphan. All these insecurities, and she's raised by a distant, not even her grandmother or grandfather, by her cousin. How would she have felt? But God had a plan. He saw the end. She didn't. And her cousin gets put into a strategic position, which puts Esther into a strategic position. Esther becomes the queen of the land, and then Esther's at the right time, at the right place to save her nation. See, you don't understand. Maybe you've had a terrible upbringing. Maybe you've had tragedy, abuse. You've had poverty. And you're like, what could God make with my mess? This looks messy at the moment. What could good could come from a mess? But as you yield and go, God, you have a purpose for my life. You've got something good for my life. I trust in you. He can turn it around. We are all created for purpose. Say, I am created for purpose. And the last thing, we are created to unite. We are created to unite. Unity is power. It's not just having peace. It is power. When everybody comes together with their giftings, their lives, their resources, we can create something beautiful for God. See, this mixture right here had to be created by combining, by uniting together. The eggs had to unite with the flour, and the salt had to unite with the yolk. They had to unite together. They don't look the same. They don't feel the same. But regardless, we put them all together in a bowl to make something. They gathered together. They've all gathered together into one bowl and have been united. Psalm 133:1 says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Good and pleasant. The Bible says good and pleasant. It is good, not evil. It is good and pleasant when we dwell in unity. And speaking of good and pleasant, we're putting in some good and pleasant chocolate right now. And we have a few buttons as well, because that just makes a nice texture to the muffins along with the chocolate chips. So as the chocolate chips and the batter is being united, we're stirring them around to make them become one. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree. Wow. I have to agree with my Connect leader? With one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. In order to produce something amazing for God, we got to get united. We got to put aside our differences. We got to stop gossiping. Gossiping about our pastors, about our Connect leaders, about our family, about our spouses, about our in-laws. We got to stop complaining. We got to stop arguing. Because when we agree with disunity, we don't get to be part of something amazing. And it weakens the body. It weakens the mixture. If any of these ingredients here argued with me and wanted to be removed, it would be messy and it would weaken the experience of the muffin. That's what we do with disunity. We weaken the body and we take ourselves out of grace, and we don't understand why bad things are happening for us. You were never meant to be isolated. You were always meant to be together, to be combined together. And so it's important. You know, some of us have grievances from a while ago and we keep bringing them up. Why does the enemy keep bringing those up to you? Because he knows that if you keep remembering them, you'll start to agree with them, and it will cause disunity in the body. And we don't want to cause disunity in the body. You know, before, I forgot to tell you, you're supposed to put your oven on for 220 degrees preheat. And then you're supposed to get a muffin tin. And these things here are great because you just put them on. You don't have to spend time greasing it. You can just put these little cup things in, and they hold muffins perfectly. I'm going to start to scoop these up and put this in now. See, revival is sustained by unity. There were amazing revivals in our history in the past that began to stop or cease when disunity happened. It wasn't the miracles that stopped. It was disunity that stopped the revival. In the early church, they experienced, after Holy Spirit came in Acts 1:8, and they experienced this incredible move of God. The Bible describes them in Acts 2 as being so united. It says this in Acts 2:46, all the believers were in fellowship as one body, and they shared with one another whatever they had. out of generosity, they even sold their assets to distribute the proceeds to those who were in need among them. Daily, they met together in the temple courts and in one another's homes to celebrate communion. They shared meals together with joyful hearts and tender humility. They were continually filled with praises to God, enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord kept adding to their number daily those who were coming to life. The early church experienced revival because they were in unity. There is power in unity. And we need to recognize that the enemy will try so hard to spread gossip amongst us to stop the power of the church, to stop us growing, to stop us expanding, to stop people getting saved, to stop the miracles. He will do everything he can. He will tell you things about other people, and then suddenly you're looking very differently at those other people. You know, he will speak about offense. He will create offense. Well, I don't like the way they treated that person. Well, they offended me. That is his tool in the church to get us offended, to get us upset. Many people leave church because they are offended. And what does that do? It weakens the body because there's a purpose on them that could have been added to the house, a gifting on them that could have been added to have spread the gospel, to help disciple, but we'll never know because they got offended and they left. I know many good people who had great destinies on their life that got offended with just a little thing. And they let it grow in their heart till suddenly they couldn't look at people the same. They couldn't be in the same room as people. And you know what? They ended up leaving. And I look at some of their lives now and I'm so sad to see where their life has taken them, knowing that the purposes that they had on their life. We were created to be united. Amen. So there you go. There are the muffins, and then you put them in the oven for 220 degrees for 5 minutes. And then after five, you drop it down to 180 for 25 minutes. And you will then, if you do that, produce these muffins I made earlier. Beautiful chocolate chip muffins. Now, I made these here, but I also got up early this morning and made them all for you as well. No, just joking. But we do have muffins for everybody. So come on, team, if we could quickly hand out those chocolate chip muffins there. Our heart is that you'll never look at a muffin the same again. And when you see a chocolate chip muffin, you will remember you are an original, that you were created for purpose, and that you were created to be united. And I want to end on this last story, this powerful story about two men. These two men went to a town in Acts 16, and revival was hitting. It was amazing. It was incredible signs, wonders, and miracles. And the authorities saw it, and the religious leaders and the business leaders, they got angry with what was happening, and they put these two men in jail. It was Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas were sitting in jail, and sometimes I like to think about these things and think about what it would have been like and how I would have reacted. And Paul and Silas could have looked at each other and compared, you know, and gone, well, this is not fair. This didn't happen to Peter when he came here. Or this didn't happen to the last guy. Why did we end up in prison? Or maybe they would have questioned their calling because they ended up in jail. So maybe they thought, oh God, we got it wrong. We're in jail. Maybe we got our purpose wrong. It doesn't look like you're here with us in jail. But just like, you know, muffins that have to go into the fire for a season to expand, to be able to produce muffins for us to enjoy, sometimes God allows us to go into the fire. And it looked like God had forsaken them. And they could have gotten upset and then started to argue with each other. And Paul could have looked at Silas and said, you know, well, this is your fault. We shouldn't have come to this town in the first place. Or Silas could have said, well, Paul, you know, if you didn't open your mouth at the wrong time in the wrong place, we wouldn't have ended here. And they could have started arguing and pinpointing who got it wrong and why did they end up in the prison? Why did they end up in this mess? And sometimes we can do that. Why did I end up in this mess, God? Oh, it's the parents you gave me. Oh, it's the school teacher you gave me. Oh, it's my bosses. That's why I'm in this mess. And we start to blame. God, you're not with me. It doesn't look like favor's on my life. I'm in prison, in shackles. But instead, Paul and Silas, they began to sing. And they began to sing one song in unison. They began to come together united. And as they were united, their echo went out into the prison. Their sound went out into the prison. And the prisoners around that were all shackled up were listening. See, your unity preaches to the unsaved. Your unity preaches to those that are in bondage. So they're listening, and as they begin to raise up praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, something happened in the atmosphere. An earthquake went out. It went out and began to shake the building, and the shackles fell down, and they began to break, and not only over Paul and Silas, but over every prisoner. See, when we are united together, and we sing, and we declare, and we praise, our praises break the shackles off prisoners. Depression has to go. Fear has to go. Those in darkness come to light. When we are united together, there is power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Let's sing this out. Let's declare it.
There is power.
There's power
in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
Praying for you, I felt the Lord say there's three chains that need to be broken today. The first one is that some of us have believed the lie that we're not good enough and we're comparing ourselves to somebody else. It's like we've got a ruler and we've measured ourselves up to somebody else and we're not doing very well, and we always feel condemned and shamed because we're comparing. That lie needs to be broken in Jesus' name. You are an original. You are made with the image of God. We need to stop comparing. Stop comparing to the left and to right, to our brothers and sisters. It needs to stop in Jesus' name. We need to break agreement with every lie that we have believed from the devil about that. The second lie is that some of us feel lost. We have no purpose. We've looked at our upbringing. God, well, I'm a mess. Well, I've messed up. Well, God can turn it around. Like Esther, He can turn it around. You all have purpose. You all have a destiny. God has put you on this planet for a specific reason, to help extend His kingdom. We want to break that lie today so that direction comes back into your life. And the third one is maybe you feel you don't belong. Don't belong in your family, in our church, in a connect group, whatever it is, you have this sense of I don't belong. That is a lie from the devil to cause disunity, to make you isolate and to step back. And the Lord wants you to know, no, you do belong. We need you. We need the purposes, the original purposes of God that you have, the giftings that you have to add to the body of Christ. So Holy Spirit, right now, would you reveal to us that there are lies that we have believed, lies about our purpose, lies about each other, lies about unity. I just sense even marriages, you know, there's just lots of agitation happening in marriages and lots of disunity there. And the enemy has really put a wedge in there of offense. And there's some offenses you just can't get over. You need to forgive and let go, because those offenses will, if you hold on to them, they'll ruin your marriage. And you're not supposed to live like that. And others of you that are just trying to decide right now, you're making incredible decisions about businesses, and you're a bit lost at the moment as to what is the right decision. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you today. He wants to put peace in your heart for the right decision, and that you will know that He is with you, that He has designed you for purpose. Holy Spirit, we honor you in this place. Right now, would you move amongst the crowd? Would reveal to us, Lord, if there is anything in us that is holding us back. In Jesus' name, we just worship you in this place. Holy Spirit, if you want me to pray for you, then you come to the front as they began to sing. You just come to the front. We're going to pray for you. We're going to break those lies off you. We want you to leave different to the way you turned up, that you'll leave free. You'll leave knowing your purpose is in the Lord. You'll leave knowing you're an original, that you will leave feeling that you belong. You come to the front as they begin to sing, as we begin to declare in this place.
I will follow you. I will follow you. I turn around to hide.
To the front. Disunity in your family and you're struggling, you come.
Yes, I will. I will.
You're feeling changed, you feel lost, you don't know your purpose, you come.
I turn around to higher ground. I will follow you. I will follow.
You come and you're struggling with unforgiveness. You come. You can't seem to get over offense. You come, you come.
I will follow you. Oh, I turn around. I turn around to higher ground. I will follow you. I will follow you.
Let this be your worship today, your prayer.
I will follow you. Yeah. I turn.
Want to pray for you. If no one's praying for you, just raise your hands so we know. Just raise your hands, two hands in the air. Let's begin to pray right now. Come on, church, let's begin to pray. See, there's power in unity. When we agree on earth, so it is in heaven. Let's agree right now for those that have responded. God, we pray. Every lie broken now in Jesus' name. We break the lie you have no purpose. We break the lie you're not good enough. We break the lie you do not belong. We break it in Jesus' name. We command those lies to fall to the ground now in Jesus' name. We declare freedom. We declare peace. We declare joy in Jesus' name. For those struggling with unforgiveness, we command that unforgiveness to leave them now in Jesus' name. Those of you that can't forgive, you just say, I choose to forgive. Just say, I choose to forgive. Whoever they are, I release them. I bless them now in Jesus' name. You just do that. And as you do, you will find freedom in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are calling your body to be united, to be of one heart, one mind, and one spirit. And we come against every curse, every assignment, every weapon that's been attacked, that is attacking us with unity. We cancel and break it now by the blood of Jesus. Oh, we pray we will be tightly united together, that as we sing, as we pray, as we lift up your name, Lord God, it'll be a sound that comes out of Malaysia, then it will go out of Asia, then we'll go to the rest of the world. Oh, in Jesus' name I pray.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you have never entered into a relationship with Jesus, we want you to know that He loves you very much. So much that He died on the cross for all of your sins that stood between you and God. If you would like to make a decision to follow Jesus today, all you need to do is to repeat this prayer. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I admit that I'm not right with you, and I want to be right with you. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you for saving me and making me your child. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if God has done anything in your life because of this podcast, we would love to know. Email us at testimony@kingdomcity.com.